True self-confidence comes from positive knowing rather than positive thinking. Your job is to develop the kind of unshakable self-confidence that makes you an unstoppable force of nature. Your job is to take every step possible to make yourself so positive that you become irresistible and able to accomplish any goal that you set your mind to. And one of the most important things you need is an absolute faith in your ability to overcome any adversity that the world can throw at you. Napoleon Hill said that persistence is to the character of man as carbon is to steel. He also said, before success comes in any man's life, he is sure to meet with much temporary defeat and perhaps some failure. When defeat overtakes a man, the easiest and most logical thing to do is to quit. That is exactly what the majority of men do. In reality, your persistence is your measure of your belief in yourself and your ability to succeed. If you absolutely believe, without question, that if you persevere long enough and hard enough, you will ultimately win through, then nothing will stop you. And when you build within yourself this absolute assurance, then virtually anything becomes possible for you. Robert Ringer, in his best-selling book, Million Dollar Habits, says that the most important of all the habits that lead to great achievement is what he calls the reality habit. I choose to call this the reality principle, and it's consistent with the experiences of men and women who have achieved greatness in almost every field. Happy, successful people are intensely realistic. They do not allow themselves the luxury of self-delusion. They face the world as it is rather than the way they wish it would be. They accept the unalterable facts of life as given, and they work and plan their activities around them. It's easy to feel good about yourself and to have high levels of self-confidence when everything is going well. But the true test of a man or a woman is when you can keep your head and continue to function when things seem to be falling down all around you and everyone else is discouraged and often blaming it on you. These are the times when you really show the kind of stuff you are made of. The business school at Stanford University has done extensive research into the qualities of a man or woman that mark him or her for advancement into the executive suite and ultimately to the position of a president and chief executive officer. After examining dozens of qualities, they were finally able to identify two qualities that were most representative of the superior person in terms of assuring that the organization under their control would continue to survive and thrive in a dynamic and competitive world. The first quality was the ability to perform as a member of a team and the ability to put together teams to accomplish common objectives. But the second quality was harder to measure, even though it was also absolutely indispensable for long-term, high-level success. This quality was the ability to function well in a crisis. Napoleon called this 4 o'clock in the morning courage, the kind of courage that is instantly available to a person woken up at that time who has no time to prepare mentally and emotionally for a crisis. He called this the rarest form of courage, and in his conclusion, very few people had it. In military terms, they call this being under fire. A question that all soldiers, sailors, and airmen wonder about is how they and others will perform under fire. They know that this is the ultimate test of character and training of an individual. Your self-esteem and self-confidence is closely tied to your deep inner feeling about your ability to be effective when faced with problems and difficulties that hit you like a punch in the solar plexus. It's your ability to pick yourself up from the mat and keep on swinging that is the real measure of what you're made of. One of my favorite poems is by Robert W. Service, and it's called The Quitter. There's a verse in that poem that goes like this. You're sick of the game. Well, that's a shame. You're young and you're strong and you're bright. You've had a raw deal. I know. But don't squeal. Buck up. Do your damnedest and fight. It's the plugging away that will win you the day, so don't be a piker, old pard. Just draw on your grit. It's easy to quit. It's the keeping your chin up that's hard. The quality of your entire personality is affected by how you deal with adversity and how well you keep your chin up. Successful and self-confident people are not those who don't have problems. They're merely those who deal with their problems in a different way from the average. B.C. Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine, wrote that history has demonstrated that the most notable winners usually encounter heartbreaking obstacles before they triumphed. They won because they refused to become discouraged by their defeats. And so can you.